The following is a previously broadcast program.
398-4616, get in the mix, stir the batter, constant chatter on CKUT 90.3 FM. Did I miss something?
So we're going to start off in a good way. We're really lucky to have Kevin Deer from Gunawage come and share some words. And here he is.
On the one of Tunio. None of the Shador at the Hogadino Jared Zitoniot. Nazi, the Hoda Dona Dunqua, yet in his town, Hudza. Tinizi Judasso teams are the junior at one when he's a rade. Say you got come on Haja, no Hoda you got to chat the winners are again. A Gregor Dino Hoda Gaga Gero Unzade, none of the Sutun Gold and Hoda Anago Garunu, Tenigane yet Zizu. Zinu daya yadene izinut karu yadi ne ariwa gwegu saigu ga idwes tanu konek de yo to hunzo ne cha te winizarage ayo gwadaro nodo hamba hibaya hamba sha yo yanere yo yanere onegi wadage agawana dani tsuno hodo gwak da gatkawe. So what I said in my language is I said, I'm happy to be here today. We talk about the original people of this land, our day. And as I'm looking around, we're all seemingly in good mind, good health, good spirit. And when we ask ourselves, well, why is that? We have our own creation story that informs us, who are we? Where do we come from? Why are we here? And where are we going when we leave this place one day? And what we do is we look to the natural world for all of the answers. Because the way we connect with that sacred energy of life, everything is in sacred creation. So we look at our grandmother, the moon is round. We look at the mother earth is round. We look at the elder brother sun is round. We know that we originate on the other side of the blue, where there was a sacred woman that left that place and came down with her daughter. And then she gave birth to the Creator, who then made us. So we originate in Sky World, we come here for a time, and we're going back home. We were already guaranteed everlasting life. We're in this building right now that is a church. And when the early Europeans got here, we said, who are you? What do you want? They said, well, we want freedom because we're tired of being under the oppression of kings and queens. We said, what else do we need to know about you? They said, well, we're coming here with God and His Son Jesus. We said, well, tell us that story. And they did. And they said, our answer said to them, they said, well, you know what? We think we're talking about that same sacred energy. So we shouldn't have a problem. We'll make an agreement. It's called Goswanta. And it'll stand for three principles: peace, friendship, and respect. One purple path is us in our canoe. The other purple path is in you and your big ship with sails. So now we're going to smoke the peace pipe. And we should never, ever have a problem because we're talking about that same sacred energy. And what happened in those 500 years? Domination, put us on reservations, stole all our land and resources. You look at the residential schools and what was the impetus behind that? We will destroy the Indian to save the man. But we're in the time now of the indigenous spiritual resurrection. There's 215 kids that resurrected up from the dead. Why? Because our earth mother is suffering because of capitalism, because of many things, and now we as a human family, we have to now all decide to see different, hear different, speak different, and we better start doing different, because global warming and climate change is real. And if we don't change the trajectory that we are on, well, safe to say that in a not too far distant future, and we can't put a definitive date, but we know that human beings probably won't be here for very much longer. So we have a choice. This whole Earth, we're at her bosom, our mother. And we're supposed to understand that, see that we're connected to all these things in the sacred cycle and web of life. And all we do is we continue to dance to creation. This water drum is not only a drum. It represents my creation story. All of us are participating right now in a sacred dance. And if you don't believe me, look at your chest. Your chest is expanding and contracting. Your heart muscle is expanding and contracting. The snow came and the snow went. The ocean goes up and the ocean goes down. When I hit this drum, that skin goes up and down as a result of this stick hitting it. And then even the sacred act of conception has this sacred dance to it. So whether we see it, believe it or not, we are all participating in a sacred dance of life. And we, my people, the Longhouse people, we're lucky that today, in spite of everything that happened, we still have our own language, our own creation story, our sacred songs, our dances, and everything that makes us unique in this world today. And what we're saying now is that the supreme law of this land has to be adhered to, not just as tokenism, but you truly listen to the indigenous wisdom and knowledge of this land. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to sing just one little verse of our sacred songs that ties us through our belly buttons to our mothers, our grandmothers, and the Mother Earth. But because we need sustenance, we call it Junhequa, our life supporters, corn, beans, and squash. I'm going to sing just one little verse of our sacred song, the pumpkins and the squashes, and it requires a little participation. Now, this is a ceremonial song. Remember, as you sing this song, let this spirit enter into you. And when you finish hearing this, remember that you too are a child of this universe, that you're at the bosom of this sacred mother, and change what you are doing so that we can definitely have a home for those future generations whose faces have not yet risen from Mother Earth. So when I say Wiyo, all you do is you say, hey, Wiyo, 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 Kuyane, 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 Yo-ho! And it goes on and on. There's many verses to that. There's so many different ceremonial song and dances. But this drum, as I said, represents our creation story, because from that water comes all that plant life, then the animals, and then when we come here, we get that sacred breath. And then in our creation story, Sky Woman followed the water. Go home, and if your parents are still alive, or if you're a parent, look at what happened before that child came into the world. Your water broke, the contraction started, then we were pushed from that upper world into this beautiful physical world. So our creation story and how we get here is the same story. And this indigenous knowledge and wisdom of this Turtle Island has to come up now, because all of us together can make it better. Thank you very much.
And I am super, super thrilled to have the Buffalo Hat singers. Like, I don't think you guys understand that, like, my children think these guys are rock stars. I've known them for many years. I'm super happy that they're able to come and share their music. And we have a special guest that's going to accompany them.
Les Buffalo Hat Singers sont un groupe de chanteurs de powwow basé dans le Grand Montréal, respectueux de leurs traditions. Ils sont unis par l'esprit du chant et le pouvoir du tambour. Let's welcome the Buffalo Hat Singers.
Oh. Hello. Grudge one at all.
challenge of Matt is young. Thank you. I'm going to sing a memorial song for all the children that's been discovered in mass graves all throughout the country. Dancer that's gonna dance to a Krohap song.
Oh, yayo, ho, dake yayo, ho, dake yayo, ha.
We're going to sing the thank you song.
Yeah, hey, yeah, yeah, hey, yeah, yeah, hey, 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 yeah, hey
Merci, Barbara. D'abord.
Miigwech.
Merci beaucoup.
Who's keeping time of us? Where's our timekeeper?
Well,
I could play all day.
One thing that I find very beautiful is that, you know, there was a time for a very long time where Indigenous could not perform and could definitely not perform in a space like this or in many spaces across the country. So the actual, just them singing here in a church like this is really reclaiming spaces that are ours too now. Yeah. Woo! I think it's very important to know that, and I think it's very important to walk together as Canadians, as Quebecois, as Montrealers, and as Indigenous people. Alors, c'est incroyable que le groupe a performé dans un espace où on n'avait pas le droit comme autochtones pour longtemps. C'est vraiment une réclamation des espaces où on n'avait pas le droit, et maintenant, c'est pas qu'on n'a pas le droit, maintenant c'est comme nos espaces ensemble.
So I want to thank the Buffalo Hat Singers and as well Barbara Dibo, a special guest who we are very lucky to have. She's incredibly busy. She has shows going on all over Montreal, in shows, in theaters. Like, the woman is hard to actually attain, but she came. So thank you, Barbara. On est très heureux d'avoir le Buffalo Hat Singers et aussi Barbara Dibo. Elle est très, très occupée. Elle est très talented. How do you say that in French?
Talented.
Talented. Sorry. Close enough.
Oui, elle a beaucoup de talent.
Elle a beaucoup de talent et elle a partagé avec tout le monde et c'est comme un cadeau, un gift.
Mm-hmm.
So we are really lucky now to have Geronimo. Geronimo and I went to like school together. Do you know, how long do you know Geronimo? Do you know Geronimo?
I've known him since we were teenagers.
Oh my God, okay, so she beats me. Yeah, we went to Concordia University like many, 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 many years ago. And we used to hang out at the Center for Native Education. That's called something completely different now. Do you want me to try to say that in French? Je savais Geronimo pour beaucoup d'années. On est à l'école ensemble et maintenant il est ici et on est vraiment lucky.
Chanceuse.
Oui. De t'avoir lui avec nous ce soir. It's totally true what you said, because honestly, the fact that we're having Indigenous singing, drumming, dancing, like all these things that would never happen in a church. And what Geronimo is going to do, pretty sure wouldn't happen at a church either.
Yeah, I agree.
And we have so much more talent. It's just crazy. I'm so, so grateful for all the talent that were able to come and perform for us tonight. And I'm so grateful for all of you to be sitting here. Je suis très, très heureux. I don't know if there's something else you want to say.
Yeah, Geronimo is an old friend of mine. Now we both know that we've known you for quite a while. This man is incredibly talented. I mean, he is so inspiring. The way he takes our old music and the way he's also inspired by traditional song and dance and beats and what he creates. I've had the wonderful chance of working with him, and sometimes I joke and I say, he took my voice to outer space.
Il est vraiment, il a beaucoup de talent. On est vraiment inspiré par sa façon de faire la musique. C'est très moderne, mais il oublie pas les traditions qui lui touchent. Geronimo, il est né à Frobisher Bay. Ça veut dire Iqaluit, Nunavut. C'est un artiste de musique électronique et d'art numérique. Son travail porte sur la construction des identités en remixant les musiques Inuit. Thank you so much, Geronimo, for being here, who's going to be moving away from Montreal this week.
Oh, no.
Let's give him a big, big Montreal hug and scream, woo!
Thank you. Daddy Thank you. Are you a tenant in Montreal? Do you have questions about your rights? Your local housing committee can help. To find the housing committee for your neighborhood or for more resources, go to www.rclalq.qc.ca.
Okay, I gotta let you go. I have to get my Lake Magog vaccine.
Your Lake Magog vaccine?
Yeah, you know, I'm really looking forward to having the whole family to the cottage for my annual cookout.
Smart move. I'm gonna ask for the Montreal vaccine. I miss those last-minute get-togethers with my buddies.
Nice. Well, I gotta run. I don't think it protects against lateness.
Each vaccination brings us closer to these moments. Follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Live radio. Bridget and my man Pro V.
All the way live from university.
Damn, Montreal. On CKUT. Nobody do it better, dog.
90.3 FM.
CKUT and the place to be from the bottom to the TOP.
This program is uncut. It contains strong language and some adult situations. Discretion is advised.